Hello, everyone.
Love Talk Radio.
Oh, I thought it was going to start up. Have to be when someone's going through something or going through a situation where they need prayer. God, I pray that we come together and get together to pray. Father God, I just thank you for allowing us to want to pray. And for those that get on the line, God, touching their heart, remind them for prayer. Remind them to come together to pray. Give them a heart to want to pray. God, from my family all the way down, God, every last one of us need to join together and pray. We can't make us want to do it. We can't make us want to be together. We can't make us pray for one another. But God, I'm asking you to touch their heart, that they will come together for prayer before it's too late, God, not to get in a situation where we need to, but God, we have a desire to pray. God, touch my family's heart, touch their mental state, touch their mind, oh Lord. God, just touch them that they want to stand with us when we pray for one another because we love one another. We pray for one another because we can. God, we pray for one another because that's what we were taught to do. And we stand on the prayer. We believe in the prayer, God. God, we thank you. We're not going to hold the prayer line up because we want it to become of importance to them, oh God. We want them to sleep knowing that prayer time will be in the morning. We want them to wake up with a hunger and a yearning in their heart that I get to pray with my family today or tomorrow. I don't have to wait for holidays. God, teach us how to show the importance, make it important that we learn how to pray together. God, teach us how to trust you for real. Teach us how to stand on your word and trust in your word. Teach us how to apply your word to our lives, God. Let each and every one of us look back over our life and see how blessed we have been, how you have blessed us in the city, blessed us in the fields, how you have blessed us in the streets, blessed us on the road, blessed us at home. How you're blessing our children, God, our children's children, God, just for us to look back and see, to remember, oh God, when we used to say, I love Jesus because he first loved me. Take us back, dear Lord. Keep us in the present, dear Lord, as you move us forward, dear Lord. God, let us look at our children and see what the doctor said. But we turned around and said, what you say, God. When the doctor said what they said, God, we're looking at what you've done, God, what you're doing, God. When they said we won't, she won't, he won't ever do this, but God, your word, your way, your heart, your touch said, I say so different. God, don't let us wait till we need it to want it. God. I'm just going to turn it over to anyone else want to pray. Let them pray, God. If not, we'll get ready to close it out to the next Sunday. The line is open for any other member that want to pray.
Miss Cecilia, I'll wait to see if anybody else wants to pray before I pray.
Okay, this is why I just want to say thank you all for having us in your prayers.
Amen. Father God, I pray for Juan as he maneuvers through the job market, but he maneuvers through it as a boss, as a business owner, as a man of God. I thank you for Juan the Father. I thank you for Juan the Son. I thank you for Juan the Brother, the Friend. I thank you for Juan the Nephew. I thank you for Juan the Chef. I thank you for Juan the Truck Driver. I thank you for Juan the Billionaire, the Multimillionaire. I thank you for Juan the Leader. I thank you for Juan, the man of God. I thank you for the Juan, the man that prayed for his family. I thank you for Juan, the man that loved his family. I thank you for Juan, the cousin. I thank you for Juan in the name of Jesus and how he's blessed in the city and blessed in the field, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. God, I thank you for his children. I thank you for the smiles on their faces. I thank you for the contentment and love they have towards one another. I thank you for his wife. I thank you for how she loves them. I thank you for how she loves her children. God, I ask you to take her to a place in you, God, that everything she touches, every place her feet tread is blessed, blessed, blessed. God, I ask you that you'll become that three-strand cord in their marriage, my God, today. I thank you that you will strengthen their marriage so, God, that people look at their marriage saying, uh-huh, I want some of that. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for Juan, the brother that supports and protects his sisters. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for all that you're doing in their lives. I thank you for T. I thank you for her children, my God. I thank you for Pinky. I thank you for her husband and her children. God, I thank you for Brandon. I thank you for him and his family. I thank you for him and his children. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for Stanley. And God, I ask you to guard him on the highways and the byways and to bless him beyond anything he'd ever ask or think. God, I thank you for Renee. I thank you for her family. God, I thank you for Minnie. I thank you for her and her family. I thank you for Mary and her and her family. I thank you for Billy and his children. I thank you for Lewis and his children. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. God, if I could do anything, I would just want to thank you for all that you're doing, because I can't say you've already done enough, because you've done so much that I don't even know what all you've done. As the man of God and the psalmist sang on yesterday, you've blessed us so much, God. We can't even count that far, because your blessings for us are infinite. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask you that you will ready our hearts for what is happening with the verdict and things that are going on with our sister Sheila. God, I ask you that you will put us in a place of forgiveness that we know not of. God, I ask you, God, that you would draw us nearer and nigher the way we used to be when our mother was here and we would go over for Sunday dinner and Saturday gatherings and things of that sort. Draw us closer, God, for we are a community of Kaisers and Harris and Wright, a community, God, that no one can even fathom the community and the strength that we have as being a community under God. God, I thank you for all that you've done. And I thank you for Juan and his diligence of wanting to be a part of prayer like his mother was. His mother prayed for the trees. His mother prayed for the servicemen. His mother prayed for everything.
Yes.
And I thank you for the prayer life of Sheila. I thank you for so much. And I turn it over to whoever else wants to pray. In Jesus.
Father God, I thank you again for allowing our family to come together. Thank you for the faithfulness, God. As the woman of God said, God, protect Juan on the road, oh Lord. Protect his going out. Protect his coming in. Protect him while he travels. Keep your hedge around him, God. Cover him in his truck in the blood of Jesus. God, just keep him woke on the road. Whatever the enemy tries to pull on him or do to him, God, we ask you to turn it around for his, your glory. God, we just ask you to keep my family up before you, God. God, I text my son. I wish he would have called in to pray or just to say thank you, Lord. God, I wish Stan would have just said a thank you, Lord. God, I call their names, God, because I speak it in the atmosphere. That the love for you falls, God. That the oil runs down Aaron's beard. Cover my family, oh God. Because we are anointed and appointed. We may run, but we can't hide. We may try to fool others, but God, we can't fool you. God, I ask you to put a hook in the heart of every Seabury, every Kaiser, every Harris, every Rice, every Merritt, and any other family member, every Simmons, every Cooper. God, I ask you to put a hook in the love of God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Word of God. I ask you to put a hook in their heart that you would draw them to you. You said, beloved, kindness have I drawn me. God, I trust you and I stand on it. I love my family to life, oh God. And your word is life. I place, plant, and pour the word of God over my family from Genesis to Revelation. God, I thank you. I won't take it back. I'll add more to it before I take it back. God, let my family find time. Let them find time, God. Let them make time. Let them desire you Sunday through Saturday, all day, all night. God, let them still trying to figure out what's come over them. Just say, God, I thank you for the takeover of my heart and my spirit and my mind in you, oh God. I'll ask, is there anyone else want to pray before we hang up, before we close out the prayer line on today? If you want to pray, please do so now. Father God, we thank you that as we go on our way, as we go about our daily desires, daily choices, daily chores. God, we're going to meditate on our prayer on the day. We ask you to send your word out to the family. Let them desire to touch and agree, to stand in corporate prayer as we wait on your decision, as the woman of God said, concerning our sister, Sheila. We love you, Lord, with all our heart. And as we say at the end of the prayer, amen. Thank you, Juan, for calling in. Thank you for Cecilia for making it possible for us to have this prayer live. And I love you all. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Love you all.
Bye-bye. Love you.